With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Sarovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week is a departing Met. We talked about the Mets' tender and non-tender decisions in our most recent podcast. But this was one of the non-tenders that I was kind of most surprised by, and I'm sad to see go just from a I like this player perspective, and that's Luis Guillorme. He has just been a very fun Met and a very just a pleasure to watch him play defense. And he's always been just like a really good clubhouse presence on the team, the way and he and Tomas Nito always used to interact. I've just enjoyed the Luis Guillorme experience in general. Like, I know that he's never going to be the star player. I know that he barely hits enough to be considered a major leaguer, which is why the Mets made the decision that they did. But I'm going to miss having him around.
Yeah, there's just so much to enjoy there. And he always, he always had interesting things to say about the game, and yeah, he was just always a pleasure to follow.
Well, and he put himself on the map that one spring training, barehanding the bat and saving, as Brandon Nimmo put it, saving his life from the flying
hero.
Yes, there are two legendary Luis Guillorme moments that I will always remember. One is the flying bat during spring training. That's a classic. And they're both actually spring training moments. The other one was the record breaking, I think it was 26 pitch at bat.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. That was
in spring training.
That was a thing of beauty.
that finally ended in a walk, I believe. And Luis Guillorme does not walk much. So that was notable in and of itself. And yeah, the marathon at bat he had, I think it was the Cardinals.
Yeah, was it their fireballer? What's
Jordan Hicks?
Was it him?
I think it might have been.
I feel
Googling
like
live.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the kind of thing too that is so emblematic of Guillorme, where like he is gonna get something done, and he doesn't have like the best athletics of anybody on the planet, but are like the best any one thing, but he has so much, I guess. Okay, I hate to say it, but he's got grit. that's the thing. I mean, it's just tenacious, and that's how the Luis Guillormes of the world get where they are, which they deserve, because they are so damn tenacious.
It was indeed Jordan Hicks, and it was a 22.
RIP that elbow, jeez.
Yeah, it was a 22 pitch walk. And my other favorite part about that moment was the reaction of all his teammates, particularly Dominic Smith. Dominic Smith was doing the, like, he basically like passed out in the dugout. He was doing the like, oh, yo. And Pete Alonso was doing the thing where he was like smacking the facing of the dugout. Like, what?
Yeah, everybody was top stab.
Everybody was so hyped up about it. And it's just, like,
I mean, how could you not be?
This is the fun stuff that baseball's all about, man.
Yeah, well, that's why you got, like, the season before, they went viral because of, again, Dom Smith and when they were mic'd up. And then that, it's like, they went viral for the most wholesome reasons. And we're like, how could anybody hate this team? Like, look at these, like, goofballs just getting so excited about a 22-pitch walk. And, like, that just... It's stuff like that just brings me so much joy when I watch this team. When, you know, because those moments are few and far between, but those little moments are just so magical, and he provided two of them.
Yeah. It's really great. Yeah, so I'm going to miss Guillorme a lot. I was surprised he got non-tendered. It just, from a baseball perspective, he provided a lot of utility to the team defensively. He was an elite defender. Still, I think it's hard to imagine I'll ever watch a player with softer hands than Luis Guillorme. Just so smooth out there on the infield. And yeah, I mean, it's just a shame that he doesn't hit much, because otherwise if he hit even like league average, he'd be a starting shortstop. No question about it. And I think that he is probably hoping that he will land with a team that doesn't have a Francisco Lindor as their starting shortstop. Maybe he can get some more playing time. I hope he lands somewhere else. I hope some team snatches him up, because he deserves another chance. The Mets have since replaced him with Joey Wendell. I found that signing confusing, because it's basically the same player as Luis Guillorme, but they decided to sign him as a free agent and spend potentially a little bit more than Luis Guillorme would have made in arbitration. But, you know, Wendell hit better more recently, I guess.
Like, sure.
Even though last year Wendell was even worse than Guillorme with the bat. But he was at least in the past couple of years a good hitter. So we'll see how that pans out. But yeah, I mean, the Luis Guillorme era is at an end, and I'm kind of sad about it.
I think we can share in our sadness there. And also shout out to Guillorme's dad, who is like a solid Twitter follow. I almost forgot.
It's always fun when parents of players are like very, very active on social media. We all know that Mama McGill is very active on social media, and Papa Guillorme has been extremely active on social media during Guillorme's tenure with the Mets. He was always tweeting, and always like not just like tweeting like positive things about his son and his performance, but just like interacting with fans. It was very fun. He's a very fun Twitter follow. So if you don't follow Luis Guillorme Sr. on Twitter, you should do so. He's very
No time like the present.
Thank Although you. He's probably not very happy with the Mets.
No, right now, so. I would guess not. No. what's his name? Anthony Kay's brother.
Oh, yeah. Who I'm blocked by. I have no idea what I did. I don't recall ever tweeting about Anthony Kay in my entire life, yet I am blocked by him.
So. I was blocked by Zach Wheeler.
Oh.
I truly have never said, never said it. I could only assume that I was tagged in a conversation at some point, but no, I had never spoken against him ever. So yeah. I feel you.
It's one of those things where they, understandably, in a lot of cases, use chain blocker apps or whatever to when they block one person, everyone in that conversation gets blocked. So I have a feeling them. That's what Anthony
do
Kay's
not take it personally.
Too, but yeah. Fascinating. I found out that I was blocked by Anthony Kay's brother because the Mets brought Anthony Kay back again, and I was like, oh, I bet his brother's tweeting through that. And I went to go look at his tweets, and I was like, oh, guess I can't see his tweets.
Guess not.
Okay,
somebody tell me.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The end of the... Pour one out for the end of the Luis Guillorme era. He is the platonic ideal of a utility infielder, and I will die mad that he never won one of those utility gold gloves.
I don't know if he had enough at-bats for it, or at least looks in the field.
Maybe not this year, but in other years.
Injured. Yeah, and that was always part of what was hard for him, and it's because he is so physical and, just jumps without looking to get to the ball, and it's great, but it also, he gets banged up, and that was definitely something that didn't always help him stay established in a role on this team.
Yeah, other guys kind of passed him by when he was on the IL this year.
Yeah, for sure. It's a shame because he is one of many Mets, and I think one of the ones that isn't talked about a lot, but many Mets took big steps back from 2022 to 2023, and Luis Guillorme was one of them. He had an excellent season in 2022, and I think that season, I kind of thought moving forward, he has cemented his role as the backup infielder. He was always kind of a quad A guy before that, I felt like, where he would be up and down and depending on other guys getting hurt and stuff like that. But I kind of felt like based on his 2022 performance, it guaranteed his role in 2023. And that was true because he went into 2023 on the team with that role. But yeah, injuries kind of did him in, and he didn't repeat the same performance, and it was a shame. So, and now here we are. But his efforts during his career with the Mets do not go unnoticed by us, and we will miss having him around. So,
and the Gifts live forever. Gifts live forever.
They do. Yeah, they do. So, cheers to Luis Guillorme. We will always have the Gifts, and we will always have the still photo of him, like, of him giving that, like, really
the side eye
look. That's a classic in my memes folder that I break out very often. So, and I will continue to do so. Him not being on the Mets anymore is not going to stop me from using this.
I use JD Davis gifts all the time.
Yeah.
There's no shame.
This is what they leave us. This is their,
legacy. This is his legacy. This is his legacy. Gifts and memes. Thank you, Luis. We will never forget your sparkling defense and your gif-able moments. So thank you for all you've done for the Mets. And we wish you the best of luck wherever you end up in the future. That does it for this week's Mensch of the Week. We will have a very exciting, our next Mensch segment will be a very exciting one. So stay tuned for that one.
Teasers.
It might not be the next one, actually. It might be two from now. Anyway, in the immediate...
We're already in, like, holiday brain, where the calendar's not real.
Calendar's not real. In the near future, there will be a very exciting Mensch segment for you all in your feeds. But in the meantime, you can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce, and you can find us right there. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on all of the social medias, Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow this show on social media as well. We are at A Pod of Their Own on all of the things. You can follow each of us on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
Maggie162.
You can also email the show, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Any suggestions for future mentions, we are all ears. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go, Mets. Don't forget, there is no crying in podcasts.